Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever played Follow the Leader? It is a game. It's a game where you follow someone and you do whatever they do. They might say, climb the stairs, or crawl under the table, or wave their hands. And whatever they do, you do it. If you decide to play, you do whatever the leader does. Let's follow Jesus in everything he does. As we sing, I have decided to follow Jesus. Think of a time when you did something your family told you not to do. Did it make you feel sad afterwards? Know that you can talk to Jesus about it, and he'll forgive you when you're sorry. Sing with us, A Little Talk with Jesus.
A little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right. A little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right. If not the old one comes, praise God, I'll always find. A little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right. A little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right. A little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right. If not the old one kind, praise God, I'll always find. A little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Jesus knew Satan would kill him, but what good news did he tell his helpers what happened 3 days later?
He'll wake up alive.
He would live again. That's right. He would rise from the dead in just 3 days. Question 2. Did Jesus ever stop loving anyone when they were mean to him or hurt him and even killed him?
No.
No, he never stopped loving. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And question number 3. Why did Jesus allow them to kill him? Why did Jesus die for us?
Because he loved us.
He died so we could be safe from Satan and live again in heaven forever with him. Our lesson today is elephants. Jeremiah 27, verse 5.
I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are on the ground.
Have you ever seen an elephant in a zoo?
Yes.
I've seen elephants in zoos. Tell me about elephants.
They go flapping their things up and down.
What do they look like?
They look like elephants.
Elephants are big. A baby elephant might weigh as much as a big grown-up man, even from the time he's born. One of the first things a mommy elephant does after her baby is born is to get it to stand up. It needs to get standing quickly, so it will live. A baby elephant may not want to have to learn to stand up. But why should it try? Why should it try to learn to stand up when its mommy's trying to teach it? It needs to try so that it can be safe. The mommy elephant also wants her baby to stand up so it can drink milk. A big hungry elephant calf can can drink a lot of milk every day. An elephant's trunk is a wonderful thing. What are some things an elephant can do with its trunk?
Drink water. Eat food.
Its trunk is like a nose, a hand, an extra foot, all in one. An elephant uses its trunk to talk to other elephants, to gather food, to drink water, to scratch an itchy spot, to dig, and even toss dust on itself. Elephants also use their trunks to reach berries high in a tree, to nuzzle each other, and also to tear down trees. But an elephant's trunk can also be used to pick up something as small as a pen. An elephant calf doesn't know how to use its trunk when it's born. It has to learn. Sometimes elephants talk to each other by making a loud, ear-splitting blast. This is called trumpeting. Can you make an elephant sound?
Sometimes I can.
It sounds like this. Sometimes elephants talk so quietly that people can't hear them. But elephants can hear each other, even 5 or 6 miles away. Elephant calves have a lot to learn when they're born. They learn many things from their mothers. Jesus made the elephant calves so they would learn as they grow. Their brains become larger as they learn new, wonderful things, just like yours does. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
What kinds of things are you learning to do now?
Do handstands.
It's fun to learn new things. How to write your name, how to hop on one foot, how to feed yourself, how to put on your shoes. I'm so glad that God made us so that we can keep on learning, just like the elephant. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is John 3:16, one of the best verses in the whole Bible. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. John 3:16.
I'm so glad you came and joined us today so we can learn more about Jesus, more about elephants and God's creation. Don't forget to go to startingwithjesus.com and you can click on the coloring page to get your very own picture. And I do love hearing from you. Moms and dads, can you send me a message at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com? I want to hear how you're benefiting from the seed pod. Let's fold our hands and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you've given us Jesus, the best gift in the whole world. Help us to remember you in all that we do. And thank you for the animals like elephants and how they learn. Help us to keep on learning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing song today is God is So Good. Let's sing it together. Bye-bye.
God is so good.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.